I'm telling you, man, we was on a prayer line one day, and I'm just telling you, it's just a testimony for me. I mean, Bishop spoke, he said, What do you want? And I mean, I like, well, I'm gonna speak up. I said, I want to be the number one salesperson at my company. I mean, I do well. I'm good at what I do, but I mean, I was in a new market, man. I'm trying to break that market in, and I said, I want to be the number one salesperson. Man, ever since we prayed that prayer, boy, they can't hold Therese Jones back. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, man, Therese, how do you do? Because I always tell them, I am the Therese Jones. My first name is THED. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Motivation for some, inspiration to all. When you hear lines roar, it's my name he called. That's what I tell him, man. Oh, I am the Therese. Y'all think I'm playing as I introduce myself? As I introduce myself, amen. I said, I want to be number one. I want to be number one. I closed the deal so big, they said, Therese, how in the world did you do that? You know, we use Slack for communication because we got team members all over the United States, all over the world, Mexico, I mean, all over the United States. And I said, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible for him to believe. That's how I did it. Why? Because I know I have authority. Now, I mean, and my next, we call them rock periods, they're 2 months. That, you know, you set your goal. I already spoke to my goal. I said, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I call that business in right now in Jesus' name. I ain't finna worry about it. I'm not finna toil. I'm going to go to work, do my job. I know it. I already got it. I'm talking about big sales numbers. Yes, sir. I expect big. I believe big. I'm going to have big. Amen. Glory to God. And we can operate this in any and every area of our life. I don't care if it's sickness, I don't care if it's disease, I don't care if it's job, I don't care if it's family, I don't care if it's children, I don't care what it may be. You may have a boss that's just irking you left, right, front, back. You call favor with that person. I mean, you stop the devil in his track. Why? Because you have authority. You have the Satan. Listen, I'm finna close now. Satan has no more authority. The only thing that he has is the power of suggestion. But he good at what he does now. I mean, he gonna suggest, and if he can get you to say it, get you to believe it, and get you to act on it, he got you. Amen. 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 That's why the Bible says I heard Jeffrey say this at our men's meeting we had a couple of weeks ago. Take every thought into captivity. Not just the bad ones. The Bible says take every thought into captivity and you judge those thoughts by the word of God. Amen. If you find yourself thinking on something that's apart from the word of God, reel that thing in. Say, oh, no, buddy. No, not today. Look, Satan's been around for a long, long time. You can't defeat him in your own natural. No, you can't. He too smart. He know too much. He been here too long. He's a spirit. But I'm telling you, We're one with God. We're just like Jesus. We his little brothers and sisters. Amen. And we've been made in his image. And we now have the keys. I mean, them keys, Jesus put them in our hand. That thing called authority, he gave it right back to us. Use your authority. Every day, every situation, use it. You can't use it up. The more you use it, the stronger you get at it, the better you get at using it. Use it. Use it when you're cooking. Use it when you're ironing your clothes. Use it for everything. You bind loose, just in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Use it all the time. Amen. Use it for everything. You're not getting on God's nerve. You're not wearing him out. You're building yourself up. Use it, authority. That's what it's there for. I'm telling you, when Satan had it, you best believe he used it for everything because the world had gotten so wicked, so exceedingly wicked that God could not let it go on and continue any longer. That's why he had the flood. He said he was sorrowful that he made man. It was just that bad. Keith Moore said he was praying. He's like, Lord, the earth is pretty bad today. He said, I don't think it's ever been as bad. He said, God immediately spoke to his spirit. He said, oh, no. He said, y'all, you just don't know. He said, it was way worse than what it is today. You think it's bad today. Oh, it was way, I mean, you have no idea how bad it was. God ain't sending no flood right now because, you know, we here, amen. But it was so bad, he could not let it go on. but we got that authority now. Satan used it to his advantage while he had it. You better use that authority to your advantage every day. Every time you think about authority, use it. Every time you dream about authority, use it. Every time you open your eyes and it pop up in your mind and your spirit, use that authority. Glory to God. Wives, use it on your husband. Husbands, use it on the wife. Parents, use it on your children. Use it on your parents. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you that she'll cook this Sunday meal, even though she ain't got started. I thank you for a miracle in Jesus' name. Yeah, ba 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 ba. You know, you praying, you pick that one eye open to get more power. Amen. Jesus' name. Amen. I told Miss Lula last night, I said, Miss Lula, I sure miss your cooking. Because, you know, she do the restaurant. I sure miss your cooking. She said, you know what? Boy, I'm going to bring you something. What you want to eat? All right, don't tell me. I'm going to put out a whole list of everything now. I'm just, you go, your back seat of your car going to be full now, I'm telling you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm finished. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all so much for dining on the word with us this morning. And I tell you what, I pray that you've been made better, that your faith has been made stronger. Pray for me as I pray for you. We pray for each other, and we'll grow stronger in the Lord together. God bless you. Amen.